Shalom to all. So we're going to have a quick partial recap. Noach was a tzaddik, he had three sons, Shem, Cham, and Yafes. The world had become corrupted, full of idolatry, immorality, and thievery. Hashem decided to destroy the world through Mabel, so he commanded Noach to build a teva, an ark, to house him and his family, who would be the only one saved. At least two of every type of animal, bird, beast, creepy crawly insect, and the like was to be housed in the teva. It began raining. The heavens opened up and the underground fountains shot forth. After 40 days, it stopped raining, but the water continued gaining strength. The water rose to 15 amos above the tallest mountain. Everything in the world was completely destroyed, and all forms of life were wiped out, besides for the fish. The water began to recede, and the teva rested on Har Ararat. Noach sent the raven forth to see if the water had dried. Then Noach sent the dove. The dove came back with an olive twig in its beak. Noach sent the dove again, and it didn't come back, and he knew that the water had completely receded and the land was dry. Noach and all the animals were commanded to and subsequently left the teva. This was a full year after the rain started. Noach built a mizbeach and brought kabbanos. Hashem then made a covenant that he would never again destroy the world. Rather, when he wishes to show a sign of displeasure, it will be in the form of a rainbow. Noach was blessed by Hashem to be fruitful and multiply, and permission was given to eat animals. Up until that point, man was vegan, eating only plants and vegetation. Noach then planted a vine, squeezed the grapes into wine, got inebriated, and was found by his youngest son, Cham, completely exposed in his tent. After inflicting his father with a terrible wound, he told his brothers about their father's state. Shem and Yefes cared for their father's dignity and walked backwards so as not to see their father and covered him with a blanket. When he awoke, Noach cursed Cham and his fourth son, Kenan, with slavery. He blessed Shem and Yefes. Now that time, all the world spoke Lashon HaKodesh and joined together for the purpose of building a tower all the way to heaven to wage war with Hashem. Hashem mixed up their language, confounding them and putting a stop to it, and then dispersed them all over the world. As we said, Noach had Shem, Cham, and Yefes. Shem had Arpachshad, who had Shelech, who had Aver, who had Peleg, who had Reu, who had Sarug, who had Nachor, who had Terach, who had Avram. Avram married Sarai, but she was barren. Terach left Ur Kasdim with Avram and his family and went to Haran. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.